I do have the real deal details on who invented Vegemite.
Oh, yeah? Who was it?
A chemist, so he wasn't a doctor at all.
Okay.
Not Dr. Vegemite. It was Chemist Vegemite. Chemist by the name of C.P. Callister.
Okay.
And his son, I believe it's his son, Jamie, has written a book called The Man Who Invented Vegemite.
There you go.
So I love it. Don't get me wrong, I love Vegemite.
Too. Yep.
Not enough, though, to probably read the book.
No. Well, they're planning on opening a museum in Beaufort too, I think, at some stage. A Vegemite museum.
How cool would that be?
Yep, go all right.
Hey, Brett Mack.
Yeah.
You know how we Aussies like to swear, right?
Yeah, you're leading the charge there, my friend.
Oh, my Lord, do I love to swear like the proverbial trooper, as the old saying goes. Mm-hmm. Just following the old man's footsteps, a British expat has revealed his shock over how much Australians swear in everyday conversations, declaring that, and I quote, there is something actually wrong, unquote, with us, we Australians. Now, we were born and bred out of the UK. Don't you worry about that, because all the nasties got sent by ship all those years ago to the colonies. So what are you talking about, British expat?
A lot of Poms have a bit of a potty mouth too.
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
So many, it's not funny. Ryan's gone on to say, I was at the shop and this is how the Aussies greeted each other. Two Aussies getting together.
Here we go.
Hey, John, you effing idiot. Yeah. G'day, Matty, you prick. That's us right there.
Yeah, they're terms of endearment.
They are. Yeah. I'd have used another word except for the P word. He went on to say, when I saw this and heard this, I thought they were going to have a fight. Then I realised it's actually normal to swear here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, it is, Ryan. He says, young Ryan, if you were doing this in Africa or any other place for that matter, your head would be chopped off. No, come on. I've heard of stealing stuff and that and having your hands chopped off, but never your head just for swearing.
No, that's a bit extreme.
I think that's going too far, isn't it? You could go anywhere else in the world, but Australia would be the only place where you'd find people swearing at people as normal. Even the kids do this to their parents. Yes, they do. How many times that our kids at home have given us the bird? Lost count. Lost count. And you know what that says, don't you?
Yeah, you would have deserved it too.
You know what I say now?
What do you say?
F off and come back in an hour.
Bad form.